Whoa.
Yeah, I'm blaming it on DJ Chinchilla for putting us in this mood. Because now we really just want to get down on it. It's music by Chester House Prince, Earth Tonami, Preezy, as well as the Tangos. We also checked out Soul For Real with Candy Rain. It's 9:15 right now. And you should know by now that every Friday, around about this time, we bring in the newsmakers. We bring in people that we gossip about. We bring in people that we scanner on our tab groups.
Okay, okay.
All jokes aside, today's guest, today, the person who we are firmly placing the spotlight on is a phenomenal woman.
Absolutely.
Shekwana, I will give you the floor.
You'll give me the floor so I cry. a powerhouse.
Yes.
Forced to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. I have seen her grow. I mean, we're the same age, but we've seen each other grow, mm-hmm. right? And I just remember her getting into the industry, into where she is right now, her being the woman that she is, the mother that she is, the corporate lady that she is, and just how she's taken over this corporate and PR communication space so much. Beulah Bernice Boyce Beakers. BBBBBB is everywhere.
I love it.
How are you doing today? How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
It's a beautiful morning indeed, Osi Beulah. I can promise you that much. Beulah, let me just first start off by saying that you're
incredible.
You are incredible, dude. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's our job, obviously, Shekwan and I. But even before this breakfast show, when we started this last year, we've been keeping tabs on your growth and the stuff that you do and how you move, how you just with grace and elegance and just,
aww,
you know what I mean, just conquer different spaces. Yeah. And just do what you do. I mean, so this conversation was long overdue.
Absolutely.
And what we do on Fresh Breakfast is we celebrate our Black King and Black Queens. And you are definitely certified a Black Queen.
Thank you so much. It's really incredible to be here today. Mm. Hey? Thank you very much.
Tell us about a little bit about your upbringing. I mean, we know that you're a Velukar girl. But where did you do your primary? Where did you do your high school?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who was your first best friend? And when was the first heartbreak?
Oh, wow. So we're going way back.
Not even that. Do we remember who back on a Friday?
The first heartbreak. Yes.
All right. So let's start with where I went to primary school. I was at Emma Wakhanot Primary School.
You're an Emma child.
Yes, I'm an Emma
girlie.
That's right. Mm-hmm. My first best friends, I had two of them.
Okay.
Pumla Mzunyati and Tukohole Shivute. One of them passed away during COVID. But we lived. She lived.
Yes.
We took a friend vacation together. You know, we went to Germany, we went to Paris. It was pretty exciting.
Aww.
Yeah. From there, I went on to Vintook High School.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe not the best fit for me.
How so?
Yeah.
I was a little bit of a rebel, so, you know, and they were very strict on the rules. And then I had to move over to Delta. It was a little bit more chilled back then.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it is now.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. And then I went on from there. I studied dental technology for about 3 years. Mm. I didn't complete it because I had to do my practical for another semester.
Yeah.
So I had to come home. I had to come and get my study visa. And while I was waiting, it was taking so long. And then I was like, let me quickly go to UNAM. Let me go see what's happening there. You know, is there space for me? Mm. And there was, in media. So I registered and then I went to my first media class. And I remember our previous DG, Albertus Aukhamuk, his wife was teaching there. So when I walked into her lecture, and I was just like, oh my word, who is this woman, you know?
Yeah.
And I would want to be like, you know, emulate her behavior in terms of like, because it was also my dream to become a lecturer.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, and then I just told my parents like, I'm actually not going back.
I've actually found
my calling. So and that's how it happened. And that's how I got into media.
Oh, okay. What has been the most exciting part about you being in this space?
The most exciting?
Yeah.
You know, at NBC, we're so busy. Mm. But I think the one moment that stands out for me, and it even has nothing to do with PR, it's when I made a short film called Bleeding Love. It's a 5-minute film. It's basically about a young girl who's in an abusive relationship, and she's also going through a teenage pregnancy. And I think that for me stood out because it was a piece of my own story. It was exciting to tell the story and just to let other girls know, or young girls know, you know, you don't have to stay where you're being abused. There is a way out. There's people you can talk to. There's helplines. There's, you know, maybe if you have a role model that you can tell, like, what is happening, so that they don't have to go through, you know, the same experience that I did.
Where can we be blessed with this 5 minutes?
Have you loaded it?
Where
exactly?
Have you loaded? Or is it just staying hidden somewhere? You know, we want it. Yola, we want it.
Well, we do have, we just recently launched NBC Plus.
Okay.
So first premiere on NBC Plus before it goes out anywhere else.
Okay.
So,
fantastic.
Yes, we will make that announcement when those short films come out. Right now we're busy airing the first few films that came out, and then the next phase would be then to release these ones. Currently there is a call for producers, so for those of you who have, you know, or you think you have potential in filmmaking, that avenue is out there. It's available right now at the NBC.
Okay.
One thing that I also know about you is that you love your travels.
Oh yes, she does.
You love your travels.
I mean, she mentioned that she went to Paris and Germany
and just chilling,
fancy, just
out here, just in different countries.
Yeah.
Do you remember top of mind all the list of countries that you've been to?
All right, so maybe if I start from the beginning. When I was younger, I was in grade 4, about 9 years old. My father took us to London, where we lived for about a year.
I went
to school there, actually. Thereafter, and then my father, during holidays, he took us to Paris, to Disney. Is it Disneyland or Disney World?
Disney World.
So that was my first encounter with traveling. And on our way back, we went to go visit my aunt in Joburg. And then we came back from there. And ever since then, I was hooked. So my father always used to have the saying that you must make the world your playground. And I live by it. So after that, I traveled to Zambia, Zimbabwe. And then I've been to Cambodia very recently during COVID. And I was stuck there for about 6 months. I was actually stuck there because it was a 10-day holiday. I was supposed to go for 10 days. And just as I landed, and then all the flights, you know, were grounded. And there was no way to get back to Namibia. And I was like, this is my life now.
This is my life right now.
This is my life now. I'm a Cambodian.
Did it actually scare you that you might not come home?
Actually not, because then I just started making like arrangements. I started applying for jobs there, and I was like, okay,
look at her.
I need to make the best of it. I went for an interview, and just before I could get, you know, any type of feedback, and then there was this repatriation flight from Germany to get back to Namibia. So at the time I was with my sister and our friend Grace. And she's married to Kudo. So the three of us, we took that opportunity and then we came home. So eventually we did make it back, but I went back again last year in December. I took my daughters, the baby and my firstborn.
So you mentioned your father briefly. How was your relationship with your parents growing up? We know that, you know, your father is not with you guys anymore, but just how was your bond with him? What do you miss the most about him? How was he on a Saturday morning at home?
Said voice. My dad was a storyteller. My dad told us all sorts of stories, especially about the Paraset Mountains and where he came from. So he was like a historian, you know. He would always tell us everything about anything, how he grew up in Ochivarango, you know, when he was a young boy, how he went from, you know, from being a young boy to meeting my mom, and it was his first love, and he just knew. It was really amazing. So
where
our
did Saturdays they meet?
At Augustinium.
Augustinium's a good so okay.
Yeah, she was apparently washing the floors, and he walked up, and then he saw her, and he was like, she was the most beautiful girl that he'd ever seen. So it was a beautiful love story. And on a Saturday, so we're big on breakfast. My love for breakfast comes from them. Every Saturday we would sit together, whereas other families would sit together for dinner. Our thing was breakfast. And pancakes and eggs.
I mean, every family family structure is different. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So this is actually really interesting.
Yeah.
We've got Osi Biola in studio. No. Let me say it right, please. There's an extra surname here now.
Yeah.
Talk about. Also respect. As believe. Yeah. Also, Biola Boys Beakers.
Thank you.
Yeah. As believe. It's 9:25 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. When we get back, we'll continue with this conversation. Also, Biola, one thing you should know also, Nem.
All right.
You're sitting with very dangerous people also here.
See, I didn't do anything.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Should I be scared?
Why are you adding me to this? Mm.
You owe people money, Biola.
Oh no.
No, oh, but no. Honestly, we need to talk about this, honey, because...
So this was a trap.
It's a trap.
I was about to say, later I was about to say, ne? Bring her here, we'll bring you hungry lion.
Oh, wow.
Stick around, don't go anywhere.
If you ever think about glass, then you need to think PG Glass. Big window, small window. You better be careful what you say to me. Quick to cut it off so gracefully. I got the power to make a way for me.
The song, man.
It's a Queen Naija, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Naija and Young Boy, Never Broke Down. And that's No Fake Love. Sorry, pardon me for that. 9:31 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. This is where everything comes together. And today we've got an incredible personality in studio, a newsmaker, a woman that is just enjoyed, as a matter of fact, a whole entertainment spread recently also.
Oh, yes.
So clearly, yes. Everyone sees.
She's the been value working. It's giving belief. Booked and busy. Okay?
Yes, yes, yes. Now, Osi Biola, one thing about you and your family structure,
yeah,
is that you have a beautiful support system.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a beautiful tribe behind you.
Yeah, the boys' clan.
Yeah, the boys' clan.
Yeah.
Speaking of clan. Something interesting that also with your family that your father did with his kids is the B thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I also intentionally, with my partners, with my life partners, did that with my two daughters.
Wait, please explain what life partners is.
Okay,
to you.
Let me explain.
Okay, so let's hear this.
I don't believe in the concept of baby mama.
Okay.
Right? They are my life partners. I have a child with them.
Yes.
So we're going to be in each other's life.
Forever. Yeah.
Hence, life partner.
Yeah.
Does it?
Okay.
Yeah. Just so that you don't.
So she understands?
Exactly. Because the ordinary person, whenever they hear that, they think, clear from and say, life partner.
What is happening?
That in Namibia?
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh.
So we did that intentionally, right? Both my daughters, Danielle and Daisy.
Mm.
My real name, Denzel.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know.
I had to do the D thing.
The D thing, you know.
I see it. Yeah, I'm on the outskirts.
Yeah.
So whose idea was it? Do you think it was mommy or your dad?
Yeah.
It was definitely my dad's idea. Mm. The B stands for...
For the boys.
Yeah. It stands for black, bright, beautiful, and blessed. So all the B's in our names is black, bright, beautiful, and blessed.
Okay.
That was the idea behind it.
Yeah. So it's Beulah, it's beauty. There's also Beyonce.
They
have a Beyonce in the family.
It's a Beyonce.
All right.
She really is the Beyonce of the family. Yeah, the last born.
Okay.
And then we have Bianca.
And Bianca.
And then our second name's also all B's. And then we had the boys, obviously.
And then she had to get married to in the beer because
I had to. I couldn't change it.
Imagine if it was like a hero surname, right? And then it starts with an MB. So like, ah, baby, no, or Emmanuel.
Let's drop the M.
Yeah, or silent. Biola, you know, just coming back to the point of your tribe and the beautiful people that you have. There is someone that really wants to just, how do I put it? Thank you. Yeah, no. You know what I mean? She just wants to thank you.
All right.
For the influence that you've had on her and her journey.
Come on.
And I'm going to bring her in right now, and I will allow her, and we will allow her just to introduce herself, and then perhaps... she's going to speak directly to you.
Yeah.
Okay, this is interesting.
The floor is yours, OC.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
We are great. So OC Biola does not know who she's speaking to. Can you maybe just do us the honors?
Biola.
Yes.
Have you met me?
It's Jamila. Is it Jamila?
Yes.
Aren't you in the air somewhere?
We'll do anything for you.
Oh, guys.
We told the pilot to land the plane just so I could pick you.
No.
Look at you. She's just the sweetest. Yeah. I love her so much.
So this is our Miss Universe for 2023. We're speaking it into existence, honestly. Mm-hmm. Jamila Nkwiras, she was on the show not so long ago, and she just wanted to tell you a couple of things, man.
Jamila, the floor is yours, Lucy. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Miss B.
Morning, Jamila.
I think today I'll be B Jamila.
Aye. B5
for you. Honestly, today's a reminder that you have a heart of gold and you always have pure intentions for us.
Aww.
I feel like if anyone in your life is to lose you, it's a loss for themselves.
Aww.
And I'm going to get emotional and cry.
I literally have goosebumps right now.
You're so effortless. We see everything you do and we appreciate you. You deserve only the best. And thank you for always taking the punches for me. Thank you for being an inspiration. There are days when I have to record in studio. And I think about you. I think I see the confidence you always carry. And then I just try to sort of portray that.
Wow, so guys.
I really, really love you a lot. Thank you for birthing Daisy for me.
Oh.
Now I have an extra child. I don't have to think, I don't have to be worried about the future.
Jamila, you are just the sweetest. Thank you so much. Oh, you guys, my heart, man.
Also, Jamila, thank you so much. We appreciate you. I know you've got things that you need to get to,
like you know, catching flights,
like catching flights, and winning titles,
right? Yes.
And I'm so proud of you already for everything you know. When you came before even the top 13, I looked at the application forms and I was like, wow, who is this? And then when I met you, and I was like, no, there's no way. There's no way that you're not going all the way to the top.
Thank you so much. If I feel disappointing anyone, it's you. Because you believe in me so much.
You could never. You could never. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, cool, Jamila. We appreciate you. We all love you this side. And I best believe that Biola is gonna scold you after this. I say, who come like the hail chief me off Fresh FM?
Yes, real tears, real thug tears.
What happened to have you met me?
Have you met me? It's our little inside joke.
Yeah, no, okay. I don't
get it. I will never get it.
It's okay. Thank you so much, Oshi Jamila.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Remember when we said that we are the most dangerous breakfast show in the country?
I see you, man.
It does not stop there, Osibiola.
Oh, what?
No, it does not.
It doesn't mean I didn't do anything.
Listen to this.
Hello, B. Hello, my bestie since birth. I love you and I miss you. And I'm so incredibly proud of all your wonderful, outstanding, glorious, magnificent, incredibly impressive achievements, and I wish you so much more success, so much more recognition, and all the acknowledgement and affirmation that you deserve, and so much more. Love you.
Wow.
And
you
then who's
guys,
this best friend in birth?
You guys did not. Oh, beauty.
Yeah, when was the last time you even saw her? Like, how long has it been?
In December. Yeah, you know we fly around.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Busy family.
Yeah. Oh wow! Thank you so much. Wow, this is really. I wish I bought my shades now, because what the hell? Am I allowed to say hell on?
Yes, it's fine. This is a commercial platform. Here's the thing, though. Also, beauty. You know, we wish it could stop there, but it's not going to stop there. It's not stopping there. No, it's not. It's not.
OCB, wifey, baby mama. I can't express how proud I am of you, and I hope that you know that. I hope you know that you are supported, you are loved, you are cheered on, you are encouraged, you are blessed, you are abundant in every area of your life. I miss you so much. I love you even more. Thank you for bringing my baby into this world. And continue thriving, continue growing, continue building. Love you, OC.
Mwah. Oh, you guys. Nah, I have to go home after this. I have to call in sick. Like, I have to call in, I have to call in emotional. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Wow. This is actually such a wonderful surprise.
How do you feel?
I'm overwhelmed. I'm really overwhelmed just with gratitude. I'm really so thankful for, like, the people in my life. And they don't even know the half of it. They will never actually understand how much support and, like, strength I draw from them, you know. So it's really a big deal that I have these people behind me.
Mm.
And the one person that is, like, literally living with me and has to, like, spend every single day, you know, my husband. Mm. Who,
yeah.
I've been maybe a full week, a full 7 days at home this month, just traveling and... You know, he's been holding it down, really taking care of the baby. And everybody's always like, where's the baby? Where's the baby? And I'm like, oh, no, she's in the room, you know, at the hotel or whatever. And she's at home. She's at home. She's with her dad. And, I mean, baby Daisy isn't the only one, you know. So we have two other children as well. So he's really been holding it down. And my support system, there's just no way I can say thank you enough.
Mm.
Speaking of which...
Hi. Firstly, Beulah, I just like to say I really love and appreciate you. I love and appreciate everything you've done for our family. And watching us grow together, watching us achieve, watching us move forward with our goals and dreams, it has been such a wonderful experience. I truly appreciate you as a wife, a friend, and a mother to our kids. I love you and I'm so proud of you.
How did you get everybody's numbers? Who are you guys?
It's like people know us.
Are you guys like FBI? What's happening?
The most dangerous breakfast show in the country, Beulah.
Straight up.
Oh, no, man. Wow, thank you. Yo, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm definitely calling in emotional. to my chief. this is the official notice that I'm taking the rest of the day off.
And listen, I think they will forgive you, Tohoma, because I mean, and this is what we do on Fresh Breakfast. Give the flowers while people are still alive, celebrate them while they're still here. Because sometimes you sit in your corner while you're doing your thing and you think that no one sees your work or no one sees your value.
Yeah.
That's not Shaquan and I.
Yeah.
That's not Fresh FM.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you, Beulah.
Absolutely.
We love you. We take inspiration from you. It's just, and I keep saying this, it's how she moves, how she just glides. There's just this royalty to how she glides.
Yeah.
So from me personally to you, I appreciate you. I know we're not best friends or anything. We hardly talk, but from far.
But you've met me.
And I know we've met each other a couple of times.
Ken
McCarr. I see what you do, and it's beautiful. And I really wish you all the best going forward.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Guys, thank you so much.
Absolutely. But yeah, you go, we come a long way. We've been known each other here. But yeah, so seeing just the woman that you have grown into and that... you know, your life experiences have molded you into this amazing, remarkable, just strong woman. We celebrate you, honestly. Continue just doing amazing things, being amazing, and you know, let there be so many other Jamilas who will you know get to drink from your cup and so forth. Because we know that you have people who pour into you, you're pouring into other people as well. So just be blessed and protected, man.
This is so amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So yeah, you don't know anyone, Mani.
We were just kidding about
the unfortunate
that.
Unfortunate thing is that we're not getting hungry lion, but.
But.
Boys
and girls, it's Beulah Boys Beakers, the fire brand, proudly Namibian fire brand. She is everything that.
And so much more.
And so much more.
Oh. Thank you so much for having me. This was an incredible, this is one of the most amazing interviews I've been to in my entire life.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then when we say the best breakfast, people think we are joking.
People think.
Yeah.
9:45 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Stick around when we get back. We're all going to say our byes. Thank you so much, Osibiola.
Thank you so much.
Wow, I can't thank you guys enough.
Everyone deserves a place in the sun. A